Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A big memorial service for Charlie Kirk. We have the story.
Suspect held in South Wichita shooting. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. One person is dead and another injured after being hit by a vehicle Saturday night. That story is coming up.
An emotional goodbye to Charlie Kirk.
Tens of thousands of people from across the country came together Sunday for church and a faith revival here in Glendale, where in powerful and emotional words, Charlie Kirk's widow Erica said of her husband's killer.
That man, I forgive him.
She now carries the torch as head of TPUSA, vowing that campus tours will continue this month. President Trump, in his speech, said Charlie Kirk's message of faith and patriotism is now more powerful than ever and will live on through history, and plans to honor Kirk with the Presidential Medal of Freedom, our nation's highest civilian award. In Glendale, Arizona, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A man is dead, a woman injured, after being hit by a vehicle Saturday night in South Wichita.
It happened around 11:07 p.m. in the 1900 block of South Southwest Boulevard. When Wichita police officers arrived, they found two injured pedestrians, a 26-year-old woman and a 32-year-old man. Both were transported to a local hospital where the man, identified as Joseph Cox of Wichita, died from his injuries. Police say they have identified the driver involved, and once the investigation is complete, they will present the case to the Sedgwick County DA's office for potential charging considerations. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Wichita police are investigating a shooting that occurred Sunday morning in the 1300 block of South Topeka. A 62-year-old Wichita man arrived at fire station number 2 with a gunshot wound to his leg. He was hospitalized with serious injuries. Police quickly located the suspect nearby, a 43-year-old man, as he attempted to flee on a bicycle. He was taken into custody and booked into the Sedgwick County Jail. Police say the suspect and victim were involved in an argument over property when the shooting occurred.
Multiple people were shot early yesterday in Indianapolis. Fox's Charles Benberry reports.
In total, we have about 7 people that have been shot or that were involved in the shooting so far. So what officers have told us, when they arrived here on scene, they saw 5 victims who all sustained injuries that were consistent with gunshot wounds. They did try to render aid to at least a couple people. 3 were transported to the hospital, but unfortunately, they did pronounce that 2 victims did die. They did receive a report that a person walked into a local hospital with gunshot wounds, and then another victim actually walked into a fire station. Both had injuries consistent with gunshot wounds.
And at least one person of interest was detained.
Senators continue to look for common ground to avoid a government shutdown at the end of the month.
Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine said after each side of the aisle rejected the other's government funding proposal, it's time for a serious discussion to keep the federal government open.
The leadership has reached out to President Trump and said, let's sit down this week and figure this out. President Trump last night said he was open to doing that.
Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall said his party's interest is not in raising the deficit.
We want to keep the government open and work towards a balanced, responsible budget.
Both were on Fox News Sunday. The current resolution funding government expires September 30th. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The Kansas City Chiefs trying to get in the win column last night in prime time. We'll have highlights. We'll hear from Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes coming up in sports.
Today is the first day of fall. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time, 7:07, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock. Travelers at major European airports, including Heathrow, Brussels, and Berlin, faced significant delays over the weekend following what Collins Aerospace described as a cyber-related incident. Collins Aerospace makes technology for airline check-in desks. After the apparent cyber attack, airlines were forced to revert to manual check-ins.
Leaders in agriculture are coming together, raising awareness about industry safety.
The theme of this year's National Farm Safety and Health Week is a reminder for farmers, ranchers, and all who work in the agriculture industry. Safety first, avoid the worst. Run by the National Education Center for Agricultural Safety, the agricultural arm of the National Safety Council. Folks can register for free daily webinars on the organization's website, necasag.org. Each day has a theme, kicking off with equipment and rural roadway safety. On Tuesday, health and wellness, generations of farming on Wednesday, confined spaces Thursday, and ATV/UTV safety on Friday. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Authorities in the Dominican Republic say they've recovered 377 packages of cocaine from a speedboat recently destroyed by the U.S. Navy.
The joint operation took place about 80 nautical miles south of Isla Beata, part of an ongoing U.S. anti-narcotics mission in the southern Caribbean. The Trump administration says its naval task force has sunk three drug-running boats so far, though critics, including human rights groups and U.S. lawmakers, are calling the strikes extrajudicial killings or the intentional killing of a person without lawful authority from a court or judicial process. Two of the destroyed boats reportedly left from Venezuela, prompting fresh tensions with President Nicolas Maduro, who denies U.S. claims linking him to drug trafficking. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Today is the first day of fall.
The autumnal equinox begins today, bringing cooler temperatures and shorter days. It occurs when the sun crosses the equator, going from north to south. Fall continues through the start of the winter solstice on December 21st. Changing leaves are also a hallmark of fall, and the Old Farmer's Almanac says while they change color between mid-September and early November, the second and third weeks of October are peak times for leaf peeping. And if all this talk of fall has made you wonder when it's time to set our clocks back an hour, there's still a few weeks to go. Daylight saving time does not end until November 2nd. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And right now in traffic, things are, well, looking interesting out there. Of course, we've got that dense fog advisory going on. Visibility at Eisenhower National Airport at last check still at a quarter mile. So that's the last check that I'm seeing out there, still at a quarter mile. Just taking a look at those traffic cameras in the area, you can definitely tell the visibility is still a big issue out there. Just remember to stay safe in the fog this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist and Ross Jansen. Good morning, sir.
Steve and Ted, I'm over here. Can you see me?
No.
Fog.
we see fog is all we see. Yeah.
It's pretty thick out there this morning, so be careful. As Jad was telling you there, we can definitely see it's kind of widespread through the Wichita area, and especially off to the east of the city, visibility is down around a quarter of a mile or less in several spots. And I think it's going to be with us for at least another hour and a half to maybe 2 hours, but by 10 o'clock this morning, we should be through it. And then we'll see some sunshine back up to 83 degrees later on today. We are in a position to get more rain, more thunderstorms later on tonight. More than likely, it will be after midnight when we start to hear those rumbles of thunder moving on in. And some of the rain is going to be heavy at times. We're definitely looking rather soggy tomorrow morning, some thunderstorms too. I feel confident we're going to wind up with 3/4 to an inch of rain out of this, perhaps even more. And then it will start to taper off once we get into the afternoon. That's the rain moving out tomorrow later on in the day. We'll see highs, temperatures cooling into the mid-70s for Tuesday, and Wednesday still mostly cloudy with a chance for some widely scattered showers. But the bulk of our rain this week comes late tonight, tomorrow morning, and then whatever we get on Wednesday should be pretty spotty, and it should be fairly light. We will see the temperature warming back up into the 80s toward the tail end of the week. But overall, I think this week looks a tad bit cooler. And appropriately enough, for the official start of fall at 1:19 today, remember that's when the sun is directly overhead at the equator, so equinox means equal day, equal night. We're getting about 12 hours of daytime and 12 hours of nighttime. It's 64 this morning in Wichita. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
That means at 1:19 p.m. this afternoon?
That would be p.m. Yep, that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to treasure these last 6 hours of summer, a wet summer and a not as hot summer as some others.
You know, if every summer was kind of like this, I think we would be okay with summer. It's when it goes dry and Cheney Lake drops to 8 feet below. We don't like that.
I think I'll go home and put my Speedo on and just kind of romp around the yard for an hour or two until 1:15. What do you think?
Oh, I'm notifying the authorities.
Yeah, we don't need any drone coverage of this.
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you, Ross. We'll check with you again tomorrow morning. It's the forecast with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS, 7:13 on Monday, September 22nd. On this date, 40 years ago, 1985, the first Farm Aid concert was put on. I can't remember why, except I know. There was some starvation going on, and they thought better farming would cure it, I suppose, but Willie Nelson, Neil Young, and Johnny the Cougar Mellencamp were the main organizers. They raised a little money. I don't know, a million or two, whatever. 36 years ago, 1989, Baywatch premiered on NBC. It ran for 11 seasons.
It ran in slow motion for 11 seasons.
Yeah, I can't remember ever watching that show. Not even once. I know they were lifeguards, and they were, but it didn't seem like they ever... Did they ever save anybody? Or
well,
just,
sure they did.
Okay, good.
Can't be on the air for 11 years and have everybody die in the ocean.
Yeah, and just have people running up
course
down
they
the bush,
saved them, yeah.
Down the beach in slow motion, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to have some plot.
Not necessarily, but...
Baywatch.
You did have to have, Yasmine Bleeth and Pamela Anderson running from one place to another to do things.
Well, they were always in a hurry.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you know, it's interesting. I never did watch a single episode of Baywatch, but I did watch the pilot episode of the Baywatch spinoff show, Baywatch Nights.
Baywatch Nights.
My question is why?
It was awful.
The beaches are not open at night, are they?
Well, mm-hmm. Baywatch Nights was actually, Fox at the time was getting a lot of traction with the show The X-Files.
Mm.
And so Baywatch Nights was basically them trying to do a run of the Baywatch theme, only they were seeing supernatural and paranormal stuff. It was terrible.
That was fascinating. Debbie Boone's having a birthday today. She's 69. Got Pat Boone's daughter.
Former guest right here on Steve and Ted in the Morning.
Biggest hit, I think her only hit was You Light Up My Life.
Light Up My Life. That thing was number one for like 3 months. It was insane.
Was she on the show?
Yeah.
Okay. I've actually met and talked to
you
Pat.
It must have made a real impact on our interview with Debbie Boone.
I've actually met and talked with her father a couple times over the years. Nice guy, Pat Boone. And one of the first songs I can ever remember as a child was Love Letters in the Sand with Pat Boone singing that.
Doesn't get more saccharine than that.
That was a sandy beach there, and I was about 5 years old.
On a day like today.
Today is National Ice Cream Cone Day.
Hello.
A while back, a poll asked 6,500 American adults what they like their ice cream served in. 32% want a waffle cone, 16% want a sugar cone, and only 8% prefer cake cones. I didn't know that there were that many. 33% pass up the cones altogether to get a cup, and another 2% want something else, like maybe a specialty cone. Or how about just put it in a dish for me?
Or you can just put it in a little bowl.
Put it in a little bowl, exactly. And that's all I need. I don't necessarily need to have a cone, but it is National Ice Cream Cone Day in case you want to celebrate. 7:16 now, Stephen Taylor of the Morning here on KNSS. Will the Chiefs get back on the win cycle? Time for sports with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yeah, still looking for that first win. They hadn't won a game in 8 months. The Chiefs on the road last night in primetime play visiting the New York Giants. Both teams looking for their first win of the season. And it was, first half was pretty ugly. Nobody scored in the touchdown. Well, the Chiefs couldn't score a touchdown in the first half. 3 field goals were all they got. So, will the Chiefs get in the end zone in the second half? Well, yeah, the Chiefs seem to be a little more responsive in the second half and a little more like the Chiefs were kind of used to seeing over recent years. Chiefs got one touchdown and followed it up with, not another one, but another long pass.
Kareem Hunt comes in motion after lining up wide. He'll be to the short side right hip of Mahomes. Twist in the middle by the Giants. Backing up is Mahomes. Now launching long again on the left side. The pass is going to be caught at the 1 yard line. An incredible catch by Tyquan Thornton. If you don't do it the first time for 34 and a touchdown, you do it the next time for 33 yards at the 1 yard line. Oh my goodness, what a catch by Tyquan Thornton. His hands outstretched with Drew Phillips all over him.
That's pretty good. All right, you got the ball on the 1 yard line. Can you punch it in?
16-9 Kansas City. First down and goal to go at the Giant 1 yard line. Handoff. Kareem Hunt slams into the defender but keeps his string. Legs driving. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Hey, couple of touchdowns in the second half.
Wow.
Chiefs defense keeps the Giants wrapped up, and the Chiefs win the game 22-9. Of course, you heard it all right here. Mitch Holtis had the call. It was right here on your radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. All right, Chiefs get their first win of the year, now 1-2. After the game, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
We just executed better. I mean, I think the first few drives, we drove the ball really well down the football field. We just had mistakes and penalties and, alignment stuff, stuff that we're going to have to clean up for sure. But I feel like we were moving the ball the right way, kind of struggled there at the end of that second quarter, but was able to get points at the end. But it was just finishing the drives. And I think that's something that's important in this league is getting touchdowns, not field goals. And when you score touchdowns, it looks a lot better than when you're kicking long field goals.
That sure does. All right, in the division, though, Chiefs are looking up at the top team in the NFL. The Los Angeles Chargers are 3-0. Everybody else in the division is 1-2. Chiefs and the Broncos and Raiders are all 2 games behind the Chargers, 3 games into the season. A lot of football left, though, of course. But the Chiefs get their first win of the season. Tonight is Monday Night Football, and that is Baltimore hosting Detroit. The Ravens and the Lions in a good game. Both teams are 1-1. The Ravens are a 4.5-point favorite at home. Live coverage of Monday Night Football at 6 o'clock tonight over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Of note to Chiefs fans, because the next opponent for the Chiefs is the Baltimore Ravens, which will be coming up on Sunday afternoon. So the Ravens will have a short week getting ready for the Chiefs if the Ravens play tonight on Monday Night Football. That should be a very intriguing matchup once again for the Chiefs coming up on Sunday afternoon here on KNSS. Some other action yesterday. How about the Cleveland Browns getting their first win of the season? Beat the Green Bay Packers, the first place undefeated Green Bay Packers. Browns win it 13-10. Both offensive tackles for the Cleveland Browns are from K-State. KT Leviston played on 94% of the snaps on offense for the Browns, and Cornelius Lucas played on all 66 snaps on offense for the Browns. A couple of Big old Wildcats up front,
yeah,
helping the Cleveland Browns keep Joe Flacco upright. And a win over the Packers yesterday. 13-10 was the final score. The Browns get their first win of the season. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals played their last home game of the season yesterday afternoon. 33,000 at Kauffman Stadium for the home finale. Royals were going for a 3-game sweep over the top team in the league, the Toronto Blue Jays. Couldn't quite get it. The Blue Jays won it yesterday 8-5, snapping a 4-game losing streak.
The Royals are right back even again, 78-78 on the season with six games to go. It's an off day today, heading for the West Coast for the final week of the season for the Royals. Speaking of baseball, we got a good Wichita baseball birthday today. Former Shocker baseball great P.J. Forbes is 58 today. Born in Pittsburgh, Kansas, four-year star for the Shockers, starting second baseman for the College World Series National Championship team in 1989. Led the nation that year with 117 hits and 13 triples. P.J. Forbes. He had more than 5,000 at-bats in the minor leagues, but always seemed to get stuck in AAA. He only played 12 games in the majors. Three singles in late-season appearances for the Orioles and the Phillies. Never could really get a solid shot in the big leagues. But yeah, he got 5,000 at-bats in the minor leagues. Good guy. Great baseball player. P.J. Forbes. Former Shocker great. It's his birthday. He is 58 years old today. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring the Cajun Bacon Ranch Pizza with an Alfredo garlic sauce base, topped with chicken, bacon, mozzarella, and Cajun seasoning, and drizzled in ranch. The Cajun Bacon Ranch Pizza is now available in a lunch or full size at WBC. Pizza and beer made here.
Really quickly in traffic, we've got an accident now. This is southbound on Rock Road, and it is just south of Kellogg. It's going to be slowing things down in that area, so watch out for that.
722 now. Keep it here for a house call for help. Doctors are raising concerns about the variety of treatments for Lyme disease that haven't been approved. That's coming up with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on this Monday morning. 64 degrees with fog in the area. Thousands flocked to State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona for the memorial service for conservative activist Charlie Kirk, who was shot and killed earlier this month. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
His widow, Erica, gave an emotional speech paying tribute to the life of her late husband and promised to carry on his movement. She also says she forgives the man who allegedly shot and killed him earlier this month. Other speakers included President Trump and several of his cabinet members, like Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Vice President J.D. Vance also spoke, and many remembered Kirk as a loving father and friend. His accused killer, Tyler Robinson, is facing multiple charges, including murder. He could get the death penalty if convicted.
Erica Kirk was recently appointed CEO of Turning Point. She promises campus tours will continue.
This week's United Nations General Assembly could see the United States and Israel at odds with other nations who say that they'll recognize a Palestinian state.
Canada, the United Kingdom, and Australia are among the latest to say they plan to recognize Palestine at the annual UN meeting in New York City. The U.S. and Israel are opposed to it. On CBS Face the Nation, French President Emmanuel Macron said recognizing a Palestinian state is a diplomatic strike against Hamas.
If we want to stop this war, if we want to isolate Hamas, the recognition process and the peace plan which goes with this recognition process is a precondition.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been vocal about his opposition, saying recognizing Palestinian statehood is a reward to terrorism. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A man was taken into custody following a standoff with police Friday evening in the 2500 block of West University. Wichita police say an argument occurred between roommates. A 46-year-old woman was seriously injured and taken to a local hospital. A 38-year-old man refused to leave the residence, leading to the hours-long standoff. Eventually, the man was taken into custody.
A home in Salina that's listed on the National Register of Historic Places has hit the market.
The Prescott Foley Mansion, built in 1884, has 4,525 square feet of space with six bedrooms and three bathrooms. The property at 211 West Prescott Avenue sits on just over 1 acre of land. The residence features a carved staircase, several fireplaces, large windows, and a library that was once used as a judge's office. The Foley family has owned the mansion since the 1950s. It was safeguarded from demolition and preserved as a residential treasure. The asking price, $443,900. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Tonight at sundown marks the beginning of the Jewish holiday of Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah is a two-day holiday starting tonight that marks the Jewish New Year. So while it is 2025, the Jewish New Year will be 5786. Jews around the world mark the day with extra-long services in synagogue and listen to the shofar, the blowing of a ram's horn. Most eat a variety of special foods meant to signify the hope for a sweet year ahead, including dipping apples in honey. This holiday also begins a 10-day process of repentance, culminating with the holiday of Yom Kippur, a day honored by fasting. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Areas of fog this morning will give way to a mix of sun and clouds. Another warm day with a high of 83. Southeast winds 5 to 15. Showers and storms arrive after 10 o'clock. Severe storms are possible, but the main concern will be heavy rain into Tuesday morning. Overnight low 65. Off and on showers on both Tuesday and Wednesday with much cooler temperatures. Expect highs in the lower 70s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now fog, a south wind at 3 miles per hour. 64 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:34 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on Monday, and it's time for Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Lily Wu. Good morning, Mayor.
Hello, guys, are you? And how was your weekend?
Oh, fantastic.
We need to have the mayor sound that big fog horn on top of City Hall.
Is there a fog horn? I didn't know there was one. Okay. What did you do over the weekend? Did you stay busy, Mayor?
Well, there were a couple of things that happened this weekend that I'm very glad to highlight. I'll start off with this Friday. We had the National Aviation Hall of Fame. So for the first time, the city of Wichita hosted this national event. It was the 61st annual, and it was held at B-29 Dock Hangar. So people from all around the country came to Wichita, Kansas for this Hall of Fame ceremony. They inducted six individuals, among them an astronaut, Dr. Mae Jemison, and also a four-star general, retired general Lloyd Fig Newton. So really big names in aviation, and they were honored that evening. But prior to that, on Thursday, the state of Kansas actually launched our Advanced Air Mobility Roadmap. And I'm part of that committee. As you know, I'm part of the National League of Cities co-chair for advanced air mobility. And so Kansas now has a roadmap. So we're really wanting to focus our efforts on the next phase of aviation. Our long history as the air capital of the world has to be defended. And in order to do that, we have to continue being innovative and also embracing the new technologies when it comes to drones and taxis, air taxis that we're talking about in major cities. And so those two things were about aviation. And then on Saturday, I'm really grateful that there's a new organization here in town that is really trying to support fathers. The 2025 Family Builders Conference was held on Saturday. And what they do is they're trying to help fathers with just workshops on how to strengthen their families. And these free workshops will continue throughout the year. So be on the lookout, because I will be sharing more about them, because this nonprofit really just wants to help men in our communities become fathers and really help our young people become strong kiddos. And then on Sunday, I want to say congratulations to the Wichita Cancer Foundation. They celebrated their 10th anniversary. I had the opportunity to read a proclamation. Dr. Shaker Dakil was the founder, along with Laura, his daughter. And so the two of them have been amazing at providing the much needed copay for individuals that are diagnosed with cancer so that they can then provide, get the treatment that they need. So they give money to individuals that need that copay that they cannot pay.
How about coming up tomorrow? We have a city council meeting. What's on the agenda?
Well, tomorrow happens to be a workshop. So, as you know, the fourth Tuesday of the month is a workshop. So at the workshop tomorrow, we will have three major topics. Number one, we'll debrief the fireworks season from July, talk about the injuries, what did and did not work for 2025, and have a discussion about how to move forward in 2026. Then we're going to talk about Chapter 3.23, which is about hotels and motels here in Wichita. and about establishing a license. So these hotels and motels already have a state license. This would then possibly create a local license. So I want to hear from individuals. Do you think we need one? What do you think about that? There are just over 100 of these facilities. And then last but not least, we're going to talk about the economic development guideline. This is what we've been talking about at almost every city council meeting. We have a project that comes forward to us, whether it's a housing project or it's a job building item. We want to know what should get incentives in terms of incentives not giving money, but rather how sometimes they might have a sales tax exemption or a property tax exemption. Those are the incentives we're talking about. What you might have thought about 20 years ago of giving money, that doesn't happen now. That is not part of our economic development plan, but we do have incentives such as getting some of those tax abatements. So we want to hear from community. What do you think about those?
All right. Ted, you got anything for the mayor this morning?
Well, I mean, it's another big week. We got the downtown chili cook-off on Saturday. And then Open Streets ICT on Sunday. And it looks like the weather is going to be perfecto, Madam Mayor.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this weekend. But before you do that, this week, I am expecting everyone in our community to go out and fill out the city manager community survey. I've always heard from people asking, how can I be part of that process and selecting the next city manager? Well, this is your opportunity. There's literally a survey right now that will close on October 8th, and you can find it at wichita.gov/managersearch. And this is a survey that tells us, what do you think are the top qualities that should the next city manager have? And so, again, that survey is online at wichita.gov/managersearch.
All right, first day of autumn. Are you going to celebrate?
Well, happy first day of autumn. I am headed to a Rotary meeting today, and I'm looking forward to that. I get to hear about one of my favorite things during the fall, which is basketball. So looking forward to hearing from our coach at WSU.
Very good.
That's good. Thank you, Mayor. We'll check with you again next Monday. Mondays with the mayor, Wichita Mayor Lily Wu. Steve is in the morning here on KNSS. A change for Mid-Kansas Pediatric Associates. That's the top story coming up with editor Kirk Semenoff of the Wichita Business Journal. That's on the way with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS. 7:44 here on this Monday morning. Three big things. Kansas City Chiefs notched their first victory, 22-9 over the New York Giants.
Two.
Vehicle hits pedestrian in South Wichita, killing a man and injuring a woman.
One.
Thousands attend memorial service for Charlie Kirk in Arizona. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We've got a traffic accident southbound on Rock Road just south of Kellogg, so watch for a slowdown there. Our biggest slowdown, however, is eastbound on Kellogg, approaching that road construction at the Central Business District. Starting to see that back up westbound as well. And we've still got some really heavy fog out there at times. Visibility is still at right around a quarter mile. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. In the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
Morning fog, then mostly sunny with a high of 83 degrees. 60% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 67. Then on Tuesday, an 80% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 76 degrees. Now fog, south wind at 3 miles per hour. 64 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And our weather is brought to you by The Monarch. Why not join your friends for drinks after work tonight? Or how about lunch today? You can relax on the patio at The Monarch. It's at 579 West Douglas at the roundabout in Delano. The Monarch. KNSS News Time now. 7:46. A father in Washington State disappeared after his daughter's murders. Now officially believe they have him. They found him.
I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute. A months-long manhunt in the Pacific Northwest comes to a close after authorities in Washington State say they have found the remains of who they believe to be Travis Decker. The ex-soldier has been wanted since the beginning of June after authorities found his truck at a campground site and the bodies of his three daughters nearby. The girls, 9, 8, and 5 years old. An autopsy determined the girls were suffocated to death, bound with zip ties and plastic bags placed over their heads. Last year, Decker's ex-wife had petitioned a court to modify their parenting schedule, citing his worsening mental health issues and social instability, like often living out of his truck. More than 100 officials with state and federal agencies combed hundreds of square miles, and a reward of $20,000 was offered for his capture. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime podcast. I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Wall Street closed out the week on a winning note Friday.
Another record day on Wall Street with the major averages notching record closes as investors continue to process the Fed's first rate cut of the year. And after President Trump said he completed a call with China's President Xi and President Trump saying that they made progress on issues on trade and the pending TikTok deal. Shares of Dow member Apple rose 3% after the latest generation of iPhone devices became available at Apple store locations worldwide. Shares of Google parent Alphabet rose over 1% and hitting an all-time high. The Dow winners, Apple, Amgen, and Microsoft, the Dow decliners, Chevron, Disney, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow rising 173 points, the Nasdaq higher by 161, S&P 500 up 32. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
A change for Mid-Kansas Pediatric Associates. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Yes, Mid-Kansas Pediatrics told its patient families late last week that it's becoming an affiliate of Kansas City-based Children's Mercy. That affiliation will start October 1st at the group's East, West, and Derby clinics. Mid-Kansas Pediatrics started in Wichita in 1983 and will be Children's Mercy's first affiliate in Wichita. The group had 52,000 outpatient visits in 2024 with 9 physicians and 62 employees. The group says patients may receive letters from their insurance carrier saying their provider is out of network, but it's part of a temporary credentialing process and can be safely disregarded. You'll remember Children's Mercy has started construction on its first standalone clinic in Wichita at 29th Street North and Greenwich Road. Meritrust Credit Union has started construction on its 12th Wichita location. The city's largest credit union in terms of assets is building a 3,200-square-foot branch near 21st and Ammonin at 2275 North Ammonin in the Sweetbriar Shopping Center. Construction began last week and is expected to be completed by spring. The estimated value of the project is $1.7 million, according to plans filed with the Metropolitan Area Building and Construction Department. And a study by the online credit platform NetCredit says there are 4 states where newly retired residents will need at least $1 million to retire comfortably. None of those states are the great state of Kansas, however. Hawaii, Massachusetts, California, and New York will all take more than $1 million to retire comfortably. Kansas, in case you're wondering, ranks 19th lowest or best in what it takes to retire comfortably at about $772,500. We rank just ahead of Wyoming and just behind New Mexico. No state is below $700,000 in the study. West Virginia is the lowest, and there you need almost $713,000 to retire comfortably. The study takes into account average retirement age, average life expectancy, and local cost of living as derived by the MIT Cost of Living Index, plus an extra 20% to ensure a more comfortable lifestyle. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
So I wonder how they would define it as a comfortable lifestyle. You got everything you want and then some? I mean, how do you measure that, I wonder?
They throw on another 20%, like a tip, I guess. Oh, I don't know.
Okay. All right. I'm not sure I've got enough to retire yet. I probably have to have a loan. Well,
this is my subtle hint to you to keep going after December.
Okay.
We don't want to lose you.
Okay. You want me to keep working till when? When's the deadline for me there, Kirk?
Well, let's set show number 8,000 on the calendar and go towards that. How's that?
That's real good, Kirk.
another 3 or 4 years.
Appreciate your encouragement there. I'll have somebody drive me over from the home every day. Ted will prop me up in a chair. And Jad will wipe my chin. That ought to be fun. Kirk, did you have a good weekend?
We did. We went up to Hillsboro for the Great Craft Fair. And, you know, the way it usually goes is I stand behind my wife as she looks at stuff. And then she turns around and asks me if we need something. And I'll say, no, I think we got that.
No.
And it seems-
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Seemed to work pretty well.
Oh, good.
And this is a craft fair at Hillsboro, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Then they have another one over in Marion, nearby Marion.
Oh, that's good. Well, did you buy a dollar horse?
No. Nope.
You know what that is, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But no, we got out of there pretty cheaply. I was quite happy.
Why do you even go? I mean, there's this huge antique mall over here on the west side. It's about 4 blocks long. You should go out there and you can find this comfy chair and sit in and let her wander around for a couple hours.
That's a good idea. I just like walking around and being able to tell her, I don't know, I think I'm pretty sure we have one of those.
Sure, we got that.
So, you got to have a little restraint there.
Any good food?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the tater twisters. And my favorite part of going to Hillsboro is going by you go right by the IGA store as you're walking through these craft places. And it's Dale's IGA, and their little motto is Hillsboro's finest sausage. we've been going there 25 years, and the slogan hasn't changed a bit.
Well, they probably win every year, I think.
I guess so.
Yeah, when they have the Hillsboro sausage sauce off, that they win. There you go. All right, today
number
is
number one, baby.
That's what they called me the year I went to Tabor College.
What?
Hillsboro's finest sausage.
Oh, gosh. Today is American Business Women's Day. Come a long way since the post-World War II era in recognizing the efforts of women in business. Several years ago, I went to a seminar put on by a group called the President's Association. And when I was at this radio station, my boss was very high on this. And we went to a seminar, and the guy said, what was the single biggest factor in the workplace, change in workplace after World War II into the 50s and 60s? What's the biggest factor? What do you think it was?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
To him. But it wasn't. The pill.
The role of...
The pill. Yeah. Women having control over their birth control. That's why we've had all the women. Now we could regulate when they went to work or not. And that's it right there. Think about it. I think the guy was right on. All right.
Yeah, we have
some
point.
We certainly have some great women working. I was just thinking today that I have actually worked for two women managers in radio, and both of them were terrific. They were outstanding. They knew enough to leave me alone and never talk to me. Right? A winning formula.
Well, that's what most managers, how they handle you.
That's right. Okay. Thank you, Kirk. And we will check with you again next hour to find out what's going in the world of arts and crafts. That's editor Kirk Sevenoff of the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up, 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Head. We got some exciting things planned for you this morning. Thousands attending that memorial service for Charlie Kirk in Arizona. We'll report on that for you. Ted has sports coming up, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll be taking a look at the Chiefs trying to get that first win of the season in prime time last night. We'll see how they did. We'll hear from Coach Reed and get highlights coming up in sports.
How about entertainment news, The Blur?
We do have our entertainment news in The Blur coming up at 8:35 coming out of the weekend. And local actor Tom Fry is going to stop by and tell us about his autobiography in the 8 o'clock hour.
Very good. And we have back to work traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.